This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head over to Washington. Joining us this morning live, Molly Nagel, as we talk about the ongoing tariff back and forth, where the president yesterday threatening to escalate with a 200% tariff on alcohol from the European Union. Molly, what's the latest on this apparent next step?
Good morning, Brian and Susan. This is the latest escalation in this tit-for-tat tariff war that we have really seen unfold over this last week. Now, those 200% tariffs that you just spoke about, those were in response to the EU announcing plans to tariff $28 billion worth of U.S. goods, including a 50% tariff on whiskey. And those tariffs are in response to the U.S. implementing a 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum imports. So quite a bit of back and forth here and confusion, and that's certainly showing up in the markets. We saw yesterday the Dow plunge more than 500 points, and for the first time in 2 years, the S&P 500 going into correction territory, down 10% from its high last month. So a lot of uncertainty here, and I think that you're certainly seeing that in the market, and consumers are starting to get a little concerned.
Yeah, a lot of nervousness among investors, but it doesn't appear that the president is budging at all on that.
No, the administration continues to insist that the country will ultimately benefit from these tariffs. President Trump has acknowledged consumers may feel a bit of disruption, in his words, but he says he is not going to bend on this. And, you know, of course, looming over all of this is the threat of additional tariffs in the future, including those reciprocal tariffs he has talked about putting in place on April 2nd. But when he was asked yesterday if he was reconsidering those, the president simply said no. So I think, you know, he seems to be standing firm on this plan moving forward, despite a new poll showing that 54% disapprove of how he's handling the economy.
Well, Molly, thank you. Molly Nagel joining us live this morning from Washington.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.